the last word he said is the main thing, that's mevatel, hein cheser, hein yeser, divri benenet. That's benenet svara. Did he go both to the last words that he said? So he said a stira. First he says, I want an exact amount, and then he said to drop less or drop more. So he said to go both to the slave, what he said at the end. The last words that he says, that's the main thing.
Stop here.
You're holding Daf Kufei Omer Aleph. Again, just the Mishnah, we'll just start over again. The Mishnah says, if somebody says, the Moicha says, Mida Bechevel Ani Moicha Lecho, that I'll sell you a base core property, but Bechevel with a string means the exact amount. And then he ends off and says, Hein Choser Hein Yeser, whether it's a drop more, drop less. So he's saying two words that are steer opposites. Do you mean to say you're going to sell the exact amount, and therefore if there's a drop more, a drop less, you have to make a cheshbin and give back the money, you pay the money? And then he ends off and says, no, hein choser, hein yeser. So the question is, when you have two words, one goes opposite, one is opposite the other, do you go boss the Lashon Rishon, the first words that he said, or do you go boss the Lashon Achron? So our Mishnah, which is Benenas, holds, that you go Basel Lashon Achron, the last words. And therefore the Lachar is Botel, Hein Chosav, Hein Yeser, Mida Bechevel. The last words that he says, a little bit less, a little bit more, that takes away from the first word that he said, Mida Bechevel. In other words, we go Basel Lashon Achron, and this is a sale, as if he spoke out a little bit less, a little bit more. It's like the Mishnah before, as long as it's not 1/24 of a difference, either more or less, the sale still takes place, and there's no, they don't have to return any extra money. What about the opposite way? Let's say the Moicha says, Hein Chosar, Hein Yeser, I'm selling you a base core property, and it could be a little bit less, a little bit more, and he ends off, though, Mida Bechevel, you should know, no, I'm selling you the exact amount, a clear-cut base core. So again, two opposites. Which one do we go basa? So again, the Mishnah says, Botel Mida Bechevel, the last words that he said, that I'm selling you an exact amount, that's the main thing, the Lashon Achron, and that's Mavata, that takes away from the first Lashon of Hein Choser, Hein Yeser. Hivrei Ben Enes. These are the words of Ben Enes. The Ben Enes holds, we go basa Lashon Achron. When somebody says two words, one after another, like here, two thoughts, and one is the opposite of the other, we go both the Lashon Achron. And this the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Abba Bamamel, Omar Rav. So Rav Abba Bamamel says over the name of Rav, that Cholkin Olav Chaveroiv al Benenas. You should know the Chachamim argue on Benenas. And the Chachamim say no, that we do not go both the Lashon Achron. And Rashbam explains, what do the Chachamim hold? So they do have a moment on mutapisofik vacholkin. The misavkaluhu iyamrin and tofas loshen rishon or loshen achron. In other words, the rabbonim have a doubt. There's a sofik. What did the person really mean? Do they go after the first words he said or the last words? And therefore, it's a regular case of moment on mutapisofik that we say leave it by the muchzik. Whoever's the muchzik, he's the one that keeps it. Sarah. If the moicher is the muchzik, he's the one that would gain. So that's what Rav says, that you should know the Chum argue on our Mishnah, they argue on Benenas. On this, the Gemara asks, Maiko Mashmalon, what are you teaching me, Rav? Tanina, we learned already a Mishnah in Baba Metziah that says clearly this Svara that the Chum hold. It's a suffix whether you go after Lashon Rishon or Lashon Achron. So it's not from the Mishnah and Baba Metziah that there's a Chacham that argue on Benenas. So why do we need Rabbi Abba Bar Mablon in the name of Rav to tell us that they argue? In the Mishnah we once had in Baba Metziah was like this, that Maisa B'Tzipori, once happened a story in Tzipori, the Echod She'soch HaMerchatz Mechaveroi, that Reuven rented Omerchatz, a bear's house from his friend. He rented it from him. Now the question is, how much rent do you have to pay? So he said like this, Bishnei Mosa Zehuvim Lishono, that I'm paying $12 for the year,
Shnei Masazuvim, 12 golden coins for the year. And then he ended off and he said, Dinner Zav L'Chodesh, that I'm paying you one golden coin for the month. So, and the question is, let's say this year is an Iber year. There are 13 months to this year. So how much does he have to pay? At the beginning, he started off to say, Bishnei Masazuvim Lashana, that for this year I'm going to pay you 12 golden coins. That's it. Even though there are 13 months this year, still I'm only paying you 12 coins. But then he ended off and said, no, he said, Dinazov Lachodesh, that I'm going to pay you a golden coin for each month. So therefore, if there are 13 months to the year, Mashri, you'll have to pay 13 coins. So in such a case, how much does the Secher have to pay the Maskir? So the Gemara says, Ubo Mais Lefnei Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel, Lefnei Rabbi Yosi. That this case came in front of these Chachomim, Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel and the Rabbi Yosi, the Yomer, and they both said, Yachleku Es Chodesh Iber. That the 13th month, we say Yachleku. In other words, it's a suffix. What exactly did they mean? Did he mean to pay only 12, or does he have to pay 13? So therefore, for the 13th month, which is like a moment of mutik v'safik, that we say chokin, that the renter, the seicher, has to pay only half of the rent. So here we see clearly that these chachomim do not go bos the lashon acharon, because if you would go bos the lashon acharon in such a case, then for sure the maskir would gain, and the seicher would have to pay him 13 zehuvim. Since they say it's a suffix, so we see we do not hold like bananas. We do not say stam, go after the lashon acharon, but rather we say it's a suffix, and therefore we say the 13th month is chokin. So therefore, what do we need Rav for? There's a clear mishnah in Bava Metzia that says this Samara, that the Rachachom arguing. Samara says no. We need Rav's chiddush in our mishnah, about our mishnah. Because e may hasam, if we'd only know and think about this mishnah in Bava Metzia, I would have thought to say, hasam hu, only over there do these chachamim, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Yosi say achleiku, that we do not just go boss the lashon acharon. You know why? Hasam hu, diikol meima meheder kohadabei. True, there is a sort to say he's retracting himself now, and he means to admit that I'm going to pay a coin a month, and therefore he would have to pay 13 coins. That's one suffix. But v'ikul ameimu, we could also say perusha kamefarish, that he's only coming to explain himself. So it could be that even ben nenas, maybe he would also agree to the halacha of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yosi over there in Baba Metzia. And maybe there he would also say Yachleiku. Because over there, what did the person say? First he said, I'm renting it, I'm paying you $12 for the year. And then he said, I want to pay you a dollar for a month. So true, once Svarvis go boss Lashon Acharon, he said a dollar for a month. So therefore, if there's 13 months, you have to pay $13. But the other side, the reason why Ben Nanas himself would agree maybe over there to say Yachleiku, because we could explain that the first lashon that he said, that I want to pay you $12 for the year, maybe he's not being chayzer. When he says now a dollar a month, he does not mean to be chayzer to say the opposite, but maybe the tzadi only comes from a farish himself to explain himself, as if to say, I just said I'll pay you $12 for the year. So usually, schiris is much dilemmas besaif. In other words, at the end of the year, I'll have to pay you $12. And maybe it will not give me a right to be chayzer. If I want to retract and leave after a month or two, maybe I won't be able to. So if I want to explain myself, maybe, that I said I'll pay you $12 for the year, I do not mean to say that I'm going to pay you $12 exactly, even if I leave after a month. He comes to explain himself that, sure, I do not mean to pay more than $12. But now that I'm saying I'll pay you a dollar a month, I just mean to say that, listen, I have the right to leave after a month or two. So I'm only mafarish my first lashon. But he's not really being chayzer. So that's why in that Mishnah Bavitziah Samach Lekis, what does he mean to be mafarish, or does he mean to say he's being chayzer, he wants to pay a dollar a month? Therefore we say achleiko. Avol hocha b'ranal Mishnah. Tevadai kohodabei. And now Mishnah, the two lashonot, he says, is the exact opposite. First he says, I'm selling you a base korban nida, which means the exact amount, and if it's a drop less, a drop more, we have to take that into account. And then he says, no, hein chosav, hein yeser. See, we cannot say he's explaining his first lashon. Here for sure, the second lashon is disagreeing, is like a chazara to the first lashon. So therefore, b'lehocha, devave kohodabe, emaloi, maybe in our Mishnah, maybe even Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi would agree to Ben Enas that we say Tofas Lashon Achron is Kamashmalon. That's what we need. That Rav Abba Bamabla, the name of Rav, has to tell us no. That even in our Mishnah, even though clearly there's a Chazorah here and we do not know which Lashon to take, still the Chum holds. We say Yachleiku, it's like the Chokin. We have a suffix, which Lashon did he meant? Still we say Chokin. So that's what we need Rav's halacha for. Now the Gemara says, Om Rav Yehuda Mashmuel Zudivre Ben Enas. The halacha in our Mishnah is according to Ben Enas. Avo Chachamim Oimri, the Chachamim say though, Hol Lachachar Chas Shel B'Shoynis. No, you go after the least of the L'Shoynis. In other words, it's Taka or Machloi Esophic. Do we go Bas Allah Shirish Al-Vash Achran? So really it's like Momen HaMutzav Yisofik, and therefore the Lachur is not Stam Chokin, but go after Pchashem L'Shoynis means that the Meicher gains on the deal. Since the Meicher is a Muchzik, he always gains on the deal. And like the Rashbam explains, Holoch Achar Pchashem L'Shoynis means Achar Oyser HaLoshen Shemavchis Koicha Shalakech. We go after the Loshen that the Lakech will lose out. Because really, the Mesafkalei Tofas Loshen Mishan Al Yachron, we have taken out the Saka Sufik, which Loshen is it? So now, V'yad HaMoichesh U'muchzik B'kakeh Shaloi Al Helioina, the Moichesh that's a Muchzik in the Kaka, his hand is on the top. Hilkach, therefore, Heichid Diyomalei Midi B'chevel V'hein Chosev V'hein Yesev. That was the Loshen he said. Chazin in him hoist. Let's see if he gives him a little bit more Koshu. So we say that's why the Moichis said Bechevel, that he gets it back. But if he gives him a little bit less, then we say, no, he meant to say, Hein Chosav, Hein Yeser, that the Lakeach cannot receive more than he got. So that's Pshat in review. That's Pshat in Shmuel. That he also says, we argue on Benenas, we do not go both Loshen Achron, but really it's a suffix, which Loshen did he mean? And therefore, since the Moichir is the Muchzik, he has the gain on the deal. So that's this Loshen of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Zu Divrei Benenas. So Gemara's Medayik, since he said a Loshen of Zu, Mashma V'loi Sirulei, that Shmuel himself does not hold like Benenas. Like he did not say just like the Loshen before. Before the Loshen was, just meant to say that you should know there are people that argue on bananas. What does Rav hold? We do not know. But here Shmuel says a loshen of that he says a loshen that zu divrei bananas. Avachom maimrim. So it's mashum zu v'lei surlei. These are the words of bananas. But Shmuel himself does not hold like bananas, but rather holds like the chomim. Then in the case that we have a suffix where they meant Lashon Rishon, Lashon Achron, we try to have a suffix, we don't know, to go both to Lashon Achron. Samar says, is that true? Ivahor Rav, who Shmuel the Amr Tavayu, both Rav and Shmuel both say, they both agree. This is a Gemara. We had in Bab Metzia, we'll have this Gemara later. In the case of, let's say, when you sell something, it's like this. Kur v'shloishim ani meich lecho. I'm selling you a kur for $30. That's what I'm selling you. So halacha is yochol achsabo yafilo b'soach reina. A kur is 30 so. See, even though I start pouring off to you and give you 1, 2, 3, 4, even though I gave you 29, but as long as I did not give you 30 so, I didn't give you the kur, you could retract because it's one sale. I'm selling you 30 so a kur for $30. What about if you say, kur b'shloishim, I'm taka selling you a kur for 30, but then you also say, so v'sela, that each so is worth a sela, I'm selling you. So in other words, it's like two different lashonos here. The last lashon is mashma, that every so that I give you is a sela by itself, and each so by itself costs a sela. And the first lashon was no, kur b'shloishim, that I'm selling you all these 30 saw, this whole kur, for $30. So what's the law here? It says a law here that Rishon Kana, that you go Bosa, the first soil that I gave you, it's like a Chalva Kinyan. You can't retract anymore. So who you see both Rav and Shmuel hold like Denenas, that we say Tofus Lashon Achron. We go after the last Lashon he said. Even the first he said Kur B'Shloshim, but then since he said So V'Sela, Mashma, each So is a cell by itself. So who we see both Rav and Shmuel hold like Denenas. So how come Shmuel said Lashon over here? Zudivri Denenas, Mashma, but he does not hold like it. Here it's Mashma, Shmuel himself holds that we go Bosa Lashon Achron. Gemara says true. Ela really the pshat is zu usvirle. Really Shmuel is saying this is the loch like ben, this is what Benana says, and really Shmuel also holds like that. And that's what here also. When you first say kur b'shleishim and then you say so v'sela, we say the last word you said is the ikur, and therefore every saw you give, the sale takes place. You can't retract after each saw. So Gemara asks the question: is this true? What you're saying, umi svirle. Is it true that Rav and Shmuel both hold like Benenah, that you go both Loshen Achroin? I've Omash Shmuel. Shmuel himself learned Shat that Mishnah Bob Mitzia. Again, when you rent